The fourth stage is action. So having spent some time in preparation and made the decision and the commitment to move forward, the client is now in action. So they are putting their plan into movement and they're taking the steps to change the target behavior. But in this phase or stage, they have not stabilized change. And by stabilized change, I mean that the change that they're attempting to bring about is still the central focal point of their change process, and it has not become integrated into the overall living of their life. So it's still an issue that is subject to, if you like, revert back to what it was before, i.e. they may go back to the behavior, or the change will revert. So what is important from the coaching point of view is, first of all, to build up an expectation from their clients that they are able to integrate any obstacles that they come across in the action phase back into their preparation, so that they may then step out into the action phase again with increased learning. This increased knowledge from understanding their own behavior and the way they go about change is absolutely crucial, because through this folding back into their awareness of what works and what doesn't work and why, they will be able to build more knowledge about themselves and understand how they work more clearly. Most people's behavior reverts precisely because they encounter unforeseen circumstances or unanticipated circumstances that provoke in them a situation that they hadn't anticipated. That'll often be expressed as, I didn't realize that such and such a thing would be so difficult to say no to. Let me give you an example. If we think about somebody who is contemplating a change of diet, so they perhaps are tackling their being severely overweight, and they are looking to change their diet, and they may have somebody in their family who has, they have designed support with, but that, and that person has said that they would not bring certain foods around to the house in order to help the person change, which is something that often happens. Subsequently, that person brings the food round because they forgot, and the client suddenly finds himself tucking in to the food that they'd made the decision not to eat as part of their new change process, and then expresses some surprise with their coach because they didn't realize that they would find themselves saying yes. They hadn't anticipated that was so important. The focus in the coaching is not on these a perceived idea that they have failed to keep their change process going, i.e. they've eaten the food again. The focus needs to be and is most usefully used in building awareness about how they now need to perhaps adopt and change part of the planning so that they can integrate the fact that it's harder for them to say no in those circumstances than they had previously thought. So through this action process, there is this continual strengthening of knowledge and building of knowledge for the person around what is working and what isn't. And the most important thing to do is, if things don't go so well or don't go according to plan, pick themselves up, dust themselves down with a coach and say, okay, so what can we learn from this? Now, this, of course, is quite hard to do in some very acute kinds of behavioral challenges where the consequences of going back to the behavior are quite dramatic and possibly dangerous for the client and or others around them. So, for instance, having a short-term food slip around, say, ice cream for somebody who's trying to make a big diet change is different in context for somebody who perhaps is really struggling with giving up alcohol because, and they've decided to do to make a personal abstinence approach, and so they've decided to stop drinking, and then they go back to picking up a drink. So the context is important here, and that's why preparation is so valuable in the different contexts, because some of the consequences of not being able to follow through on the actions are going to be much greater than others. So the action phrase is really where there needs to be extensive vigilance and reflection on what's going on and what's being learnt as action is being taken. And going back to the preparation stage, folding back in what's being learnt, and then moving back into the action stage and keeping going.